Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
Welcome into another edition of On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. We are live right now, and you can join us by dialing those numbers at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We are taking your questions live on the air right now, so go ahead and dial us up, 844-580-9326. WDBO. You can also check out the show on Facebook, facebook.com/onthemoneyfl. You can see the live broadcast there. Leave your questions in the comments, and we'll go ahead and read those out live on the air. We are here joined today by Joe Burt and Denise Kovach of the Certified Financial Group. They are both Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, and you've got express lines right into their office, which Financial Times calls one of the top 300 firms in the country. And you can call in right now, 844-580-WDBO. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Joe. What kind of calls will we be taking today?
Well, Denise and I are here, as we have been for more than 30 years, with our WDBO listeners, taking questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 50 years old and find out that you may have a collection of financial accidents. So we are here as your financial body shop to patch you up, get you on your way. And the problem is that they don't teach you this stuff in school. You know, we try to figure out how to do it. We go to workshops. We go to seminars. We listen to people on the radio on Saturday morning and read, used to be Money Magazine. Today it's Kiplinger. But, you know, you really don't know until it's come time to do it. And as Denise and I and the 12 other certified financial planners here do for our clients, we do financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But here on Saturday morning, we are absolutely free. So if you have anything that's on your mind regarding your personal finances, things you've been thinking about, rumors that you've heard, things you don't understand, I guarantee if you're thinking about it, there's a dozen other people in our WDBO listening audience that have the same questions. So we're here to take your calls. And the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open, and you can jump right to the front of the line by picking up your phone and punching these magic numbers.
844-580-WDBO. 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. While the listeners do get their calls lined up, we can go ahead and head to our topic of the day today, the effect of divorce on beneficiary designations.
Yeah, Chris, this is an interesting topic, I believe, and I'd like to share with you all that I have clients who divorced.
No.
Oh, they did.
Really?
Unfortunately.
That happens to your client? No.
Oh, Lord, yes, sometimes. But, you know, they retained each other as 100% primary beneficiary.
Which means?
Which means the ex-spouse, let's say the ex-wife, remains primary beneficiary on the IRA accounts, on the transfer on death accounts, so forth and so on.
401ks, life insurance,
all of
annuities.
All of that. That was the agreement.
Got it.
So,
that was the agreement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Got it.
The ex-husband subsequently passed away, and the surviving ex-wife was told by her attorney that in the state of Florida, the law changed, which would prevent her from inheriting those assets. And here's where it gets interesting. Under the old law, if a couple divorces and one spouse later dies, if the ex-spouse is listed as the primary beneficiary, then that ex-spouse will inherit the assets, even if the deceased spouse remarried before his or her death.
Right? Okay, so let's stop here. Okay. So husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Husband still has his ex as a beneficiary on his 401k.
Correct.
They divorce.
Correct.
The old man kicks the bucket.
Correct.
And the ex-wife is still the beneficiary.
Correct.
Under the old law,
she would get those assets.
Because she's still the beneficiary, even if he remarried.
Correct.
Okay, so he's been married to the new wife for 10 years, and the old wife was still the beneficiary. Under the old law, the ex-wife, because she's a beneficiary, still gets the loot.
Correct.
Got it. All right.
But let me talk about the new law.
The new law.
All yeah. Right. The new law states that if a couple gets divorced, then one spouse dies, the ex-spouse is listed as the primary beneficiary, then the ex-spouse will not inherit that asset.
Just like the old law.
And will be treated as if he or she already died.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, my client called me on this, obviously troubled with this information. So we talked about a couple of the exceptions to this new law, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And namely, if the beneficiary designation forms were renewed or signed after the divorce, everything's okay. So if your intention is to leave your ex-spouse as the primary beneficiary of your retirement accounts or transfer on death accounts, then after you divorce, you need to redo your beneficiary change form to have a new date on it that is in your handwriting that is dated after your divorce.
Oh, post-divorce.
Yes.
So if your deal is you wanted to keep the ex as the beneficiary.
Correct.
The beneficiary form date should be post-divorce.
You got it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right. So, but there is one other thing. If under the divorce decree,
right,
the ex-spouses cannot alter the beneficiary designations. If it's noted in the divorce decree, then that's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
It's not going
to happen. So let me be sure. So if I don't change the date to post-divorce.
Correct.
But the divorce decree says my ex will get my 401k, that happens.
Correct.
Even if I didn't change the date.
Correct.
Aha.
Aha.
Now we know.
All righty. So, you know, my client had a couple of things going for her. One, her ex did update some of his beneficiary forms after their divorce. But also their divorce decree stated that each of them were to remain each other's primary beneficiary, which was irrevocable. So it's very important to review your estate planning documents, such as your will, your trust, your power of attorney, etc., whenever you reach a life milestone, such as a divorce, a marriage, or if there's simply any kind of change in your financial situation.
There you go.
Very important.
Planning tomorrow today.
I think so.
That's what we do. Yep.
Absolutely.
So these are the kinds of issues that Denise and I and the 12 other certified financial planners deal with day in and day out as certified financial group. It's not just managing money, although we do an awful lot of that, but it's really being sure that the ducks are lined up in a row. Everybody out there want to manage your money, but as certified financial planners, what we do is planning first and investing second, because we believe that good investing requires good planning. And I see we have a call there, Chris.
Yes, we do. We're going to head out to Leesburg and have a chat with Laszlo.
Laszlo.
Good morning, Laszlo.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about IBAN, because is what's going on with the inflation. It's a good time to get to buy some IBAN, and it's a good time to get to buy another $10,000 for IBAN for like January, because the way the inflation is going.
That's correct. IBANs, you're limited to $10,000 per year, and that's per person. And you can, the current rate on it is 7.12%. Now, that's the annual rate. Now, the interest rate is adjusted every 6 months. But I don't want our listeners to think that you're going to buy an IBAN that has a 30-year maturity that's going to pay you 7% for 30 years, because that's not how it works, because it's adjusted. However, it's not, you know, it's certainly better than putting it in a savings account where you get zero. And, of course, if you cash it out early, there's a surrender penalty. But, it's not a bad way to stock away some cash. Sure.
And right now, its a core interest rate is like 0%. So
that's correct.
It's good to wait until maybe, because they're talking about maybe the interest rate is going to go up a little bit because the inflation. It's a good thing to wait
No. You can't play that game. In fact, because you're limited to only $10,000 a year, grab your $10,000 now, and come January, do another $10,000, or you know, you've got a time frame in which to do it. But if you got the money, Laszlo, you don't need the money. If you don't need the money in the 12-month time frame, I definitely do it.
Oh, and I have to wait for a year too.
No, it's a calendar year. So you can do it in December, then do it again in January, right?
Okay, and after the adjusting, I understand the adjusting this interest rate like October or
that's
in
right.
May or
mm-hmm.
something
every six
like
months,
that.
Right?
Every 6 months. So if I buy it for January, is my interest rate gonna stay 7 point something?
Yes.
For next 6 months or
yes.
until May?
Yes. No. It'll stay for that 6 month period, and then when it's adjusted again, then you know what the new interest rate is.
Okay. Thank you so much for.
You're welcome,
help.
Laszlo. That's a good Hungarian name.
Yeah. Yes. I'm hungry. I'm from Hungary. Yes.
Yes.
I visit your store over there sometime. You know when I was there. But I'm Leesburg. It's too far. I hope you guys have office close by.
Actually, Laszlo, we did open an office, right, Denise, in Windermere. Is a little closer.
It is. It's over there off of McGuire Road and Colonial. It's still a little ways from you, Laszlo, but it's closer to you. And I want to say, Laszlo, my husband's Hungarian, too. His last name is Kovács.
Yeah, I know you. I recognize the name.
Yeah, the Kovács. That's right.
Kovács, yes.
Yeah, you have a beautiful country. I visited Budapest a few years ago, and what a marvelous city that is.
Yes, I'm still going back sometimes because I got relatives over there.
I understand. Well, welcome to our country, Laszlo. Thank you for the call, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Okay. Yeah, there's been a lot of I-bonds. Once again, you can buy up to $10,000 per individual per year, and you can buy another $5,000 if you do it paper-wise. But I want to caution our listeners, as I said, when we start getting these calls when they announce the interest rate a while back, it's not like buying a 7% CD that's going to be guaranteed for 7 years or 30 years, which is the maturity on these things. So it's certainly better than putting it in a money market account where you're going to get zero. And if you don't need the money, don't need to cash it in for emergency purposes. Even if you did, you're still only giving up 3 months of interest. Still not a bad deal.
You know, and Laszlo, he mentioned putting in some more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you had said, maybe in 12 months or whatever. So basically, you know, he was worried about interest rates going up and if this is the right time to do that. And you said, put some in there.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit. And then put some maybe next time.
Yeah.
Kind
of
ladder it and see where the rates are going to go.
Yep, for sure.
You know, does the CD make sense a year from now what?
Yep. Now, the interest rate is taxable. You got to understand that. But nevertheless, it's still not, for guaranteed money, it's not a bad deal. But it's not like buying a CD that's guaranteed for that period of time. And I think this is where the confusion is because the financial press hypes these headlines, 7% guaranteed by the government. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to understand it's not all what it appears to be. So anyway, that's what we got there.
Interesting.
Yep.
And if you want, that's good stuff there. And I think we can take a quick break here and jump back on that, or we can then change topics, come back, or take some more of your calls. We got all open lines, 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead, give us a call. Join us live on the air right now, just like Laszlo did. You don't have to be Hungarian to join the show today. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group. You want to call in and join us here, you can at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. Real quick here, let's go ahead and take advantage of the opportunity we got to tell the listeners about ScoreMyFunds.com.
Well, ScoreMyFunds gives you the opportunity to send in your mutual fund or ETF tickers, the symbols of those. And what we will do is enter those into our system to let you know how good or bad your investment is. So there's, I think, 11 criterion that judges the type of fund that you're invested in and basically give you an idea of is it good, bad, or ugly. Right.
It's what we do for our clients on a regular basis. when we invest our clients' money, we have a very rigid, strict system that we put every investment through, because we're independent. We have the ability to pick and choose from the very best money managers out there in the world. And we run them through a filter, and they're scored on 11 different data points. And it's what we do to determine the viability or quality, if you will, of every mutual fund or ETF, and scored on how long the manager's been there, what the fees of the investment are, what their performance is on a 1, 3, and 5 year basis versus their peers, measuring what's called alpha and Sharpe ratios, which is a function of how much return you're getting for the amount of risk that the manager is taking, style drift, style consistency. So all those things add up, give you a score. And if it scores well, we'll use it. If it doesn't score well, we won't choose it. And if you own it, we'll tell you about it. So we will be glad to do that for you absolutely free. We'll send you that report within 48 hours. All you have to do is go to scoremyfunds.com. That's scoremyfunds.com. Put in the ticker. And if you don't know the ticker, there's a pull-down menu. You just plug in the fund name. It'll give you the ticker. And we'll shoot that score to you absolutely free. And if you'd like to follow up, of course, we give you the opportunity to do that as well. So we provide that for a service for our WDBO listeners. We've had an awful lot of people over the last several months take advantage of it. And if you haven't done so, and this is funds that you may own in your 401k, your IRA, or individual brokerage account. So give it a shot, and I think you'll be surprised, hopefully pleasantly surprised, what you own. And then we'll also send you, show you how you're diversified or not diversified, where you may be overloaded, taking more risk than you need to. So that's an opportunity. Go to scoremyfunds.com. scoremyfunds.com. And I see we got another call there. Can we catch that before the bottom of the hour, Chris?
Yes, we can. And again, okay. I just want to emphasize, it's free.
Yep.
It's free, everyone.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Free.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mark calling in. Mark, welcome onto the show.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Call.
Sure.
I have a quick question. So I've been trying to advise my father a little bit here as he gets older. He's in his 70s. And he's about 95% in equities, which concerns me. But nevertheless, I've been trying to tell him to take as much gain as he can this year on the capital gain side of things while it's a known quantity. We know it's 20% plus, you know, the 1.5% Obama tax. But is that something you would recommend for someone his age? Because he's really reluctant to want to pay the tax. And I'm saying it's the lowest it's ever been. Take it now. Take your gain now.
Well, you're right. The question is, and here's the question that I would ask your dad if he was sitting across the table from me, is what is his need for this money? If he doesn't need this money, Mark, I mean, you know his financial situation certainly better than we do, but if he doesn't need the money, let it ride, because you and your siblings are going to inherit it. You're going to get a step up in basis, and assuming the laws don't change, we'll be able to sell it and pay absolutely nothing. So, you know, I understand people look at my age and maybe I'm too aggressive. Well, maybe you're not too aggressive if you don't need the money. And you and I have a lot of clients like that, Denise. We ask our clients, is this money for you or is this for your kids and grandkids? And in many cases, the clients have enough income coming in that this money is really, I don't want to call it play money, but they're never going to use it. They have enough set aside for long-term care and for everything else that they need, that this is money you need to think about the future generations. And if that's the case, get the step up in basis and don't pay any taxes.
Well, at the same time, if he's got some capital losses,
exactly,
that can offset the gains,
yep.
You might take a look at in his portfolio to see if that exists. I would probably say no, because the market has been doing what it's been doing. I know a lot of people don't have a whole lot of losses in their portfolio, but if there are, Mark, you know, some of that or all of that could offset the gain if you wish to sell.
And, you know, just for your dad, I presume is single. He'd pay 15% on and everything over $40,000 of taxable income. And he wouldn't pay the hit to 20% rate until he gets to over $445,000 taxable income. So you're right. You're in a, you know, we're in a really low tax situation now. But once again, if he doesn't need the money, you and your siblings are going to get that money and sell it and pay absolute tax free under current law.
Thanks for the call,
Thanks
Mark.
The
Hopefully
call, Mark.
That answers your question.
Appreciate that call, Mark. If you want to join in and take a call in, just like Mark, 844-580-WDBO is the number. 844-580-9326. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a Certified Financial Group on WDBO.
Welcome back to On the Money. Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hey, welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. Open lines for you right now at 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Let's go to those phone lines and talk with Scott calling in from DeLand.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I've got a kind of a weird situation this year, so... After COVID hit, I kind of ended up doing some work, and my income's come up this year. Basically, I've been doing consulting, so it's unexpected income. And then another thing happened is that somebody has given me some money in a trust. And this is, the type of trust that you have to basically pay the taxes on the way out. And I'm trying to figure out, the money's put in the trust, and then when they give out interest on the trust or something like that, then you have to pay taxes on it. So anyway, the bottom line is I wasn't sure if they consider that as just ordinary income, and I'm basically trying to getting close to an age where I'm trying to put money away for retirement. So I don't know if I could do some kind of a forced increase in my retirement plan and take advantage of that with that trust.
Scott, let me ask you a question. Is it an irrevocable trust? Is there a...
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
It is.
It's irrevocable.
So it's not considered ordinary income. What that is going to come out as trust rates, and I believe that's 35% to 37%.
That's if it stays in the trust. See, the trust has to distribute. That's the downside on an irrevocable trust, is that the tax rates, as Denise said, are very high. They're higher than income tax rates in some cases, and so they have to distribute the income. And if they distribute the income, it's not taxable in the trust, but it's going to be taxable to you.
Okay, well, I just didn't know if that was taxed as ordinary, because at my age, I can go put higher rates into my IRAs and that kind of thing, and I was trying to...
Well, but it's not, unfortunately, earned income.
But it's considered it separately. I didn't know how it was treated, because they say you have to pay tax on it, I know that there was a set aside. I set aside whatever. I've been setting aside, because I know there's this burden coming up. So... basically, there's no getting around it. I'm going to have to pay whatever rates are applicable for that.
Right, but you can't consider that when you're looking to set up or put money into a retirement account. You have to have earned income. Now, you said you had consulting income, which would qualify.
Correct. How old are you, Scott?
Scott, are you there?
So we might have lost Scott.
I think we lost him on his cell.
Okay. One thing I think Scott should do is seek the counsel of a CPA on this one.
You're right.
Yeah. All right.
But there are opportunities there to save some money on taxes. So thanks for the call, Scott. Sorry we lost you. And now we have Dave in Apopka.
Yeah, let's do it. Dave, welcome on the show.
Good morning, Dave. What's up?
Well, I have a quick question. I don't know if what I've heard is all wet or whether it's true. Can the wife file half of my Social Security and not touch hers until she reaches whatever age she wishes to retire, whether it's at full or at 70, whatever the case may be?
Well, that sounds like it's you're talking about a restricted application, and that strategy has expired. How old is your wife?
63.
Yeah. Yeah, she no longer qualifies for that. So what happens is, first of all, you must be taking your Social Security in order for her to file on your Social Security. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. nowadays, it's when she does that, it's called deemed filing. So if your half of your Social Security is higher than her Social Security, she will automatically get that. Otherwise, she will get her own. So she doesn't have a choice in that regard. Yeah, that was a great strategy back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, she could file and suspend. Isn't that what you did?
Well,
and then she let hers run up to what benefit would be at age 70.
Dave would file and suspend.
File and suspend. But she felt restricted app.
And then she would file on it. Yeah, but that's long gone. So, Dave, hopefully that answers your question.
A dollar short. Unfortunately, yes. All right, appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for that call, Dave. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Let's keep rolling right along here. 844-580-WDBO if you want to call in and join us. 844-580-9326. We are going to head to upstate New York.
New York.
Chat with Rich.
All right. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning. I have a question. My wife and I are going through this big debate, and she refuses to think that I'm right. So I'm calling you. Folks are impartial. Here's the reality. She is going to be leaving her job with the school district where she's going to be 55. She's going to continue to work till 62. She wants to take the pension at 55. I want her to wait to 62. But I'm going to put Francine on the phone so that I'm out of it.
Hi,
Francine. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
So, thanks. So I'm just trying to figure this out. So I'm doing from 55, if I took the pension at 55 and I lived to age 80, it would pay me like $563,000 over those years. As if I waited to 62, the pension would be like $8,000 more. But from 62 to 80, it would pay me $571,000. So it's like a difference of whatever, $8,000. So to me, I would think I would benefit from taking it earlier.
Well, one of the things you have to think about, Francine, is those monies are going to be taxed if you're, you know, obviously as ordinary income. So that has to be factored in as well. And what's the difference in the pension amount between your age now at 55 versus 62?
Okay, so 55 would pay me $21,600.
$21,600 a year?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And at 62, it would pay $30,100.
So it's about, like you said, about $8,000. Now, is that the single life option, which means if you pass away, Rich gets nothing?
No, it's the joint. It's
survivor the option. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, there's pros and cons in this decision. And certainly you can do the math, which you did, and you look out where you're going to get more money. When we do financial planning, what we like to look at is getting as much guaranteed money as you can get when it's time to retire. And the reason being is because the only place to get the guarantee is through Social Security and through a stable pension. The rest of it, you're going to be relying on investments, and we all know what investments do. There are no guarantees in that world. So what you want to do oftentimes is look at the guaranteed money. I would want to know more about your financial situation to determine if that's appropriate for you. But I really like to get the guaranteed money, and that's why we suggest to many people to wait to take your Social Security at age 70, even though, now, that being said, if your health changes, you want to grab the money early on. But in your particular case, it doesn't make a difference because Rich is going to get the same amount as you are going to get.
And if you don't need the money, you might consider just leaving it there so you do get that bigger check every month.
Yeah, that increase, you know, that increase is happening without you paying taxes. Now, you can improve that situation by taking the money at 55 if you're disciplined and invest it. Unfortunately, what many people do is they got that extra money and they find a way to spend it, and you really don't, you know, you're going to hurt yourself a little bit. So I would lean maybe more toward taking it at 55 if you discipline yourself, pay the taxes, and invest it. Are you? I'm sure you have a retirement plan through work, a 403B plan.
Yes.
Are you maxing that out, Francine?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to add, her pension has a COLA.
So that's typically
that's even 3%. That's even better. Yeah. You know, if you don't need the money, I let it ride. I like the guarantees.
Okay.
That's
I was Okay, I was just looking at, like, say, God forbid I died at 70.
Yeah.
So then I only collect it from 60.
Well, sure, I understand. No. And, you know, the other thing is, yeah, look at your health. But once again, Rich is, you know, you set it up for the survivor benefit. So it's not like you're going to use it. It'll continue going for Rich.
Yeah.
True.
So I like, when you go into retirement, I like as much guarantee as you can get. And then what we do on the other side is figure out how to then structure your portfolio to get you the income you need with the least amount of risk. But let's try to take as much risk as we can off the table.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Francine. Awesome. Yeah, thanks for the call. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rich and Francine. That was a very fun call. Yeah. Calling all the way from upstate New York. We like that. Hey, if you want to call in, you can call from anywhere, just like that, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Go ahead, give us a ring. Join us here live on the air. We're going to hit you with the three big things you need to know, but then back to your phone calls at 844-580-WDBO. We're planning tomorrow.
Today!
With the Certified Financial Group on WDBO. And welcome back to On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 Orlando's News and Talk. 844-580-WDBO are those lines if you want to call in and join us here right now. Real quick, before we head back to the phone lines, we do have Don in Winter Park calling on, so we are going to get to Don here in just a moment. But we do have a couple of workshops coming up that we want to talk about.
Chris, you're right. The next one that's coming up is going to be in January. It's actually on the 22nd. It's going to be hosted by Gary Abley here in our office, and it's basically entitled, Will Your Savings Last a Lifetime? So it's going to be here in our Learning Center, and it's from 10 until 12. Again, that's January 22nd. And if you have an interest in learning if your savings will last a lifetime, you can go online and click on... Is it
workshops
or
events?
Events. That's what I thought. And you can register right there. So do so before it books up. I know his workshops book up pretty fast.
They do. And this, once again, this is a Saturday morning. It's right after our program. So if you come in a little earlier, you can see the monkeys here behind the glass doing the radio show. And we'd be glad to meet you as well. So that's January 22nd at our offices up here in Altamont Springs from 10 to noon. Gary's a great teacher. In addition to being a certified financial planner, he's also a CPA. He'll provide some refreshments and hope to see you here and get your new year kicked off right. And I want to mention something. I said this about 6 months ago. Denise and I and our firm is regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission in Washington. That's the regulatory body that tells us what we can and cannot, should and should not do with our clients. And up until about 9 months ago, there was a rule that we could not use endorsements. We could not have clients say nice things about us simply because that was the rule. And it's changed. And about 3 months ago, we sent out a survey to all of our clients and got over a 33% response on our survey, which just blew me away. If anybody knows anything about surveys, if you get a 2 to 3% response, you're doing good. We got a 33% response with over 98% love you rating. And the ones that didn't love us that complained maybe our office was a little too far away or something like that. But, so what we've decided to do, and we started this yesterday, what we did is we contacted some of those folks and asked them to come in and on camera do some testimonials for us. And I had the privilege yesterday of meeting some wonderful people, not only my clients, but Denise's clients. In fact, one of your clients is maybe listening right now. I know he rides his bike. Gentleman by the name of Joe down there in St. Cloud. He rides his bikes and listens to the program. So if you're listening, Joe, shout out to you and Catherine. But I had a wonderful opportunity to meet all the folks that came in yesterday. And we hope to do some commercials, and you'll see some of our clients actually say what they believe about us and Certified Financial Group. But the rules are changing, and we're glad to be a part of that. And look for stuff coming out from CFG. Now, you got to be a Spectrum because it'd be on Spectrum cable, so you got to be a Spectrum subscriber.
Say that three times fast.
Spectrum subscribers. Anyway, so we did that, and it was a great. I told Denise it was a really heartwarming feeling for me because I had an opportunity to meet all the people. Nancy had clients, and Harry and Roger and Denise and Gary and me, of course, and it was just a fun day. So anyway, we did that, and that's what we did.
I'm looking forward to seeing that
commercial. I am too. I am
When's
too.
When's it going to be available?
They're going to do the production. Should be done by the end of the month, and hopefully it'll kick it off early next year.
Perfect.
So
looking forward to it.
Yep. So once again, get back to that workshop, and I see we lost our caller, Donna. Sorry, we got sidetracked there for you. Didn't get you.
Well, I saw what he was asking.
Yeah, go ahead.
He wanted to know. I think what he wanted to know is, can he roll over his IRA to his Roth IRA?
Correct.
And absolutely, he can. But that's called a Roth conversion. So that's going to, whatever amount he rolls over into that Roth will be considered ordinary income. But the advantage of doing so at the end of the day, if tax laws do not change, is that after holding that IRA for 5 years, being 59 and a half, any withdrawals coming out are tax-free. So the answer is yes, but.
Right. And one of the things that Denise and I do when we work with our clients doing financial planning, our software, we can show you exactly what the impact, tax impact of that is. And whether or not it makes sense, you know, on paper, it might look like it makes sense. But when you consider the long-term implications of paying those taxes today and what you give up for the future, it might not make sense. So that's one of the benefits of working with a certified financial planner, somebody that does financial planning for you for a fee. We don't do it for free, folks. We know what our value is worth, but our fees are modest and the benefits far outweigh the cost. So if you want more information about what we do, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com. You can learn all about Denise and me and the 12 other certified financial planners at Certified Financial Group, how we work with our clients as a fiduciary, providing financial planning and investment advice. We've been here in Central Florida for more than 40 years, and we encourage your inquiry. So once again, that's financialgroup.com. We offer a no obligation visit. We'd love to meet you.
Absolutely. Great stuff. Head on over there. Go check out some of these workshops. You can sign up online and sign up sooner rather than later because they do sell out very, very, very quick. And then also, don't forget, check out scoremyfunds.com. Appreciate everyone tuning in and joining us here on the show this week, Certified Financial Group. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
And we'll be back at the same time, same place next week right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Invest a dime and you say you belong to me.